North State Local Voices is made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and Northern Star Mills, serving the North Valley with farm, garden, and pet supplies since 1898. Northern Star Mills offers natural and organic soil amendments and fertilizers, as well as natural and holistic pet supplies. Northern Star Mills is located in downtown Chico, across from the Bidwell Mansion. And by the Printed Image, providing screen printing and embroidery in Chico since 1980. The Printed Image, open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. and by appointment. More information by calling 530-898-9525. State Voices, I'm going to interview Kui He Song, and she is a professor at Chico State. She's going to talk about what she does, what she teaches, and an event that she's having or is promoting on campus on Thursday this week. So welcome, Kui He.
Hi, Bobby. I'm so glad to meet you here today. Thank you for invitation.
Sure.
I am Kui He Song at School of Social Work, Chico State. I've been teaching lots of classes that includes justice and diversity, and also multicultural international practice in social service field. And also I'm teaching social work practice and research course and community change courses. Human behavior and social environment.
Wow, that sounds like that should be the most important class there.
Yes, everything. I've been in Chico State since 2000. It's coming into
the 23rd year.
Yeah, 23 years. Yes.
Yes. Okay. That they've had this. Is it like a curriculum, a group of classes?
Yes. The social work program has undergraduate and graduate programs. We have prerequisite and requisite courses that so students have to take to become a social work major and also minor, or some courses are open to any majors.
Okay. And you're not only social work, but you're doing sort of international social work, would you say?
Yes. A part of a social work program, we could do multicultural and international. It's connected how we see the reality, the living environment. So we are making broader, more macro systems perspective. We use it for teaching too, our curriculum.
And when you say cultural, you're talking about many cultures.
Yes, many. We have not only one color, we have so many colors, right? It could be lighter color, it could be darker color or middle, So we have, a diversity involved there, inclusivity there, and justice involved in many our living environment.
Got you. So it seems to me like that course probably has grown quite a lot over the years.
Yeah, we have a really good hope to really expand, promote that value social work profession promote. And, we are pursuing in part of as our professional mission.
Sure.
Visions.
Well, and it just seems like our world has so many diverse cultures, our country, but in our world, and there's so many problems with them. And the United States is so connected to them all that it's probably the whole idea of it is growing.
Yes, actually, when I came to Chico State in 2000, actually, it's a different reality than now 2023, where we are living here, right? We have seen more growing number of diverse and ethnic groups, cultural groups coming into Northern California, especially Butte County, our serving counties, not only Butte County, but also all surrounding counties too. So
Yeah.
I've been observed, the increasing number of students and increasing number of clients that social work profession serves,
Yes.
in
Yes.
this region. So
Right.
it's a huge changes happen,
Yes.
actually.
Yeah, and more interest. I would imagine the students are more interested in it.
Yeah, and then they exactly, you're right. And their area of interest in study or research or services, their
Yeah.
professional field has been changed more and more, diverse involved, social justice involved,
Yeah.
the area that everyone has, something to share about, who they are, what they have been, done in their lives. Right.
Sure. Yeah. So are your classes quite diverse?
Yeah, and I'm seeing a really dramatically changing the color of students that when I
Yeah.
came to Chico State 2000, the fall semester was the first time that I went into at the time same class, the diversity and social justice class, that we changed the title from that point, but it is same values and focus there. And the 90, almost, 85 to 90% of population students were white Caucasian students.
Yes.
So yeah, it was a huge difference right now that I'm seeing more Hmong students coming, more
Yeah.
Asian students from international, like
Yeah.
South Korea, and also more African American students. I'm seeing more and more Hispanic students,
Yes.
so it's growing a lot
Yes.
of
Yeah.
diversities in
Yeah.
classroom. Their topics and conversation discussions are changing. What we speak, what we can talk, discuss, it has been
Yeah.
really different dynamics.
Sure. That sounds kind of promising. That must be kind of encouraging for you.
Yes, a
Yeah.
part of this community. Yes.
Yes. So did you start out as a social worker and then kind of this evolved into more of a social justice?
Yeah, actually, all my throughout my life, the social work major is my life, professional life, right? And it's a kind of a calling to me, the time that I have to choose what I want to be for this world, for this society. I came originally from South Korea. I was born and raised in Seoul, South Korea. At the time, my college life, 1970s, mid-70s, early, 90s, and then that 80 and 90s has huge students civil right movement,
Yes.
right after America's 1960s, early 70s civil right movement has been impacted on South Korean whole, grassroots or civil movement. So
Yes.
I've been part of it. So I've been, always focusing on social problem,
Yeah.
social concern rather than individual, fault or
Yeah.
individual deficit or weaknesses.
Yeah.
So growing in that environment, I majored in social work, bachelor's, and then major in social work, my master's, and I came to United States for my PhD in social work. So throughout my career is always focusing on social work. Yes.
Yes. And then, so of course, social work has to do with justice without even saying it. But now justice is one of those things that we seem to be paying more attention to. So seems like they make a good match.
Exactly. I think, part of a social work profession's value, we have six different values, but one of them is social justice. But
Right.
it's not only social justice, it could be economic social and environmental justice. Yes. So we expand that concept into more broader holistic frame. Yeah. So now we are not only seeing that social, more relationship, more transactional, interactional, right, part of it, but also that environmental, physical and social environmental things that how we're going to change that. What is the role of social justice, environmental justice on our daily life?
Yeah, yeah. That is, yeah, it must be rewarding. I mean, as a class to be a part of.
Yes. So students are very excited when they, but they're having very challenges when they have to take more larger perspective, like a macro than, you know, micro perspective that, you know, but it's a very worthy of exploring and understanding and knowing more.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're going to have a festival here. Is that part of, have the students pulled together to make this festival happen?
Yes, at some point, you know, this year, it's a sixth annual, but in the past, you know, five annual, we began 2009 of this, you know, festival, but at the time, there was much more students involvement because it is a part of a, you know, class project. And then this time we have more diverse majors involved in not only one social work, but also communication design, art design, graphic design. Students have tremendous contribution to this project. They create our poster design logos. I don't know if you have seen
that. I have it right here. Yeah.
Yeah. It's done by students, actually, Chico State. Yeah.
Yes.
And our whole program schedule that all they made it, actually.
They figured it all.
And and there are students doing more partaking of this event, presentation, planning and preparation. As a committee, we have a planning and organizing committee. So students already have a part of it. So continuously until the end of this event, May 20th. Yeah.
Yeah. So they learn a lot there too, putting on an event. That's something to learn.
Yes. Exactly. It's a great opportunity for students, you know, get more familiar with unfamiliar things. It's kind of very diverse ethnic cultural groups coming into event, right? So some students are very afraid of, you know, fear factors, you know, oh, is it only, you know, students group or students, from class, you know, have to do, or they keep asking me, oh, I'm afraid, I'm not feel comfortable in things. So I'm challenging them, you know, what is your fear factor? This is for all great opportunities, very safe environment, very comforting, you know, everyone be who they are. There is no any judgment. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And I'm just looking at the flyer here. It says, I mean, it is for everyone and it's free.
Yes, it is all. Yeah, including lunch. We have very diverse cultural ethnic food, you know, that is supported by a local ethnic restaurant some point, but we have include, you know, some donations there. And then we,
And well, in figuring all of that out is part of that for the students. Mm-hmm. And I see when I look at it, you've got, give me an example. So I know you probably have. Oh, and I see some dancers there. That looks like that's a Hispanic festival dance. Is that right?
Yeah, a Czech dancers. Yes, a Czech, right? Uh-huh. It's a cultural performance on 4 p.m., right?
At 4 p.m., okay.
Yeah, 4 p.m.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. It's a very authentic, professional Native American Hispanic, you know, connected, right?
With those dancers. Beautiful skirts.
Yeah, garments. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I hope you can join us.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, just a couple other things before we kind of say where it is and all of that. So I see, and so there'll be lunch at what time is that going on all day or how does that work?
It's going, lunch is only lunch time from 12:10 and 1:10 p.m. at our outdoor, we called Performance Art Center Courtyard.
Okay.
So it's outdoor, you know, it's next to BMU Auditorium, the BMU building, huge building. But we cannot putting any food in BMU.
And there's it. So if somebody comes on the campus.
I think the easiest way to access to our the event place is through West 2nd Street.
Okay.
There's a main street, right? And then.
Well, and isn't that where the Wildcat is?
Yeah, well, exactly. We see that there, right?
Yeah. Right. So go past the Wildcat and you'll come right into it. Mm-hmm. And it is from, oh, I just had it on here. What's the time frame?
10 a.m. We began welcoming greetings. And right after then, we do opening ceremony. Chico Aloha dancers team will come out and, you know, exciting opening ceremony. But I think, you know, there are lots of local organizations, diverse organizations. Okay. They're going to come only 9 a.m., set up their own booth, and we prepare everything for public, you know, students coming in.
Okay. And then, as we said, lunchtime is from 12:10 to 1:10.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yes.
And then throughout the day, there's performances and different presentations that people can view.
Yes.
Participate in.
That's right. Their presentations is categorized into three different areas. Number one is cultural performance.
Okay.
There are Zumba dance, you know, you know, students, diverse clubs come out, they're hip-hops or some dances we do as a part of a cultural performance is one. And second category is about diversity and justice talks.
Okay.
At this time, we're going to bring the local issues that we're going to hear about that, what their experience as a minority group.
Okay.
So California open lands, that is one example. Like this land is, we know that is everyone, not only one part of it, right? So how they preserve this California land, they have a lot.
Yes.
Important things to talk about it.
Yes. So,
and also the last part of it is we are ethnic games and art. So games that we will give them some gift, you know, when this game participants.
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
piñata. We're going to have it. It's like candies, but also.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have a basket making and calligraphy as ethnic art. That's a part of it. But a part of our, this year's theme is, you know, healthcare, because
healthcare.
We began 2009 and then we stopped 2013 and we're back this year. And the reason that we wanted to do again, you know, do it again is because of pandemic, COVID-19
yes.
pandemic. So this community is, it is very disconnected, you know, isolated, you know, because of the pandemic distance, right? So we want to reconnect, you know, this minority community into the entire community together, putting back. So that's a part of it. So there are local healthy practitioners, professional. They're masters of in health practice, very traditional way. So we will have a crystal ball sound healing. People come out. And also we will have acupuncture that will provide individual sessions. And also Reiki. Reiki is, you know, energy healing on through the hands. These are the expert masters that come out. They will do individual sessions if anyone wants.
Wow.
It's a free. Yeah.
Wow, that sounds amazing, what you're going to have there for people to participate with.
Yeah, exactly. Very interactive way. We also have raffles that, you know, lot of great items
I
we
see.
Have.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I see a couple of things here. The Hmong Cultural Center,
mm-hmm.
Love Chapman Coalition,
mm-hmm.
North Valley Indian Health,
mm-hmm.
and the Hispanic Resource Council of Northern California are sort of sponsors and partners with you?
Yes, they are the core partners to
planning
and organizing as part of committee. So these agencies have been working from the beginning of this festival.
Yes.
Since 2009.
Okay. Oh, and they help figure out some
Yeah,
of
we
the.
built, you know, collaborative relationship, working relationship since then. So yeah, I think that is a part of the fruit of this festival event. Yeah, we also recognize local minority community leadership. So we selected this time three awardees, you know, all, you know, they're representing Asian American, representing Hispanic, representing, you know, local minority community. So it'll be really worthy of
Interesting.
recognizing unrecognized the leadership capacity, I think. Yeah.
So if somebody was going to go, it's from 10 to 5. Is there a sort of a little schedule that someone could know when to go or just come and see what's going on? I imagine like the Reiki and the acupuncture, that's there all day.
Yeah, we're going to have a banner in front of BMU Auditorium and also the lunch place, the packed courtyard, a poster, and also direction maps that guiding the
Where things are.
participant. Yes.
So now, great that it's on the campus because just students who don't know about it will see it and they'll come.
That's right. There are announcement on the campus announcement. Part of our committee member is University Communication Department, and then it's a tremendous help and support to make things
Put
known
it
to.
there. And you want the public to come?
This is open to public. This is a
Yes.
beautiful opportunity place that, you know, anyone, some people plan to come with their kids, you know, as a family. Yeah, it's okay. You know, we need them. There are some games, you know, the kids, children can do it. One of my students who is an intern at a local agency, and then she's going to bring the whole Latino teenagers to
Yes, that's
this
so
event, you
good.
know, right?
Well, I'm thinking it like for a field trip for a class, but also, I mean, that would be great. I also see, though, that you're there till 5. So when kids get out of school, this would be a great thing to do in the afternoon with them. It would
That's
be
really.
wonderful. Yeah, bring them. And the campus is gorgeous right now. It's springtime. What a perfect outing.
That's right. It's a really beautiful. Yeah, it's blooming. The flowers in bloom.
Another reason just to get out. So let's do that again so that people remember, best way to go in is to go past the Wildcat on Second.
That's exactly the entrance. You will see that signs and directions there.
And then I'm sure they'll see the booths and things like that when they walk through. And lunch is from 12:10 to 1:10. That's all free, all different kinds of food, ethnic food. I see it looks like a delicious taco bowl or something like that.
We do.
You do. So all of that. Then there'll be booths with different things that people have made and demonstrations of things.
Just, you know, get to connected to each other, and then, you know, let the participant know and learn more about the local minority organizations, what they're doing, how they're doing, you know, why they're doing things
Yeah,
like that.
exactly. Why they're doing what they're doing. I gotcha. And then to sprinkle through the day are performances that you can go to that area and see a performance. And so from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. and it's free.
It's all free. Actually, it's free, but there are a lot of energies and times, and you know, some Chico State. Actually, this is a whole California State University Chico sponsor this one. Actually, it's a part of a project that I applied for professional performance fund. So we have a limited, but we use it very efficiently, effectively to make everyone, you know, be part of it.
And so there's some professional dancers.
Yes, it actually the professional cultural performance. It's like Epada Chroma Harp team. It's 30 people will come from Bay Area to support this festival. It's gonna be dance and, you know, percussion dance and fan dance and, you know, singings, and you know, it's gonna be really great, I think.
Very good. And I just can't encourage the pub, just people to go.
Yeah,
Just
just
go to
come
the
and see. Taste what, is good.
Yeah. And what's different?
It
what's
is.
Different
yeah.
And, mm-hmm. and learn some things. That is mm-hmm. really good. What a good thing to put on. And this is your sixth annual. I'm sure COVID kind of messed all that up. And, you mm-hmm. know, there was a time there where you weren't doing it. But this mm-hmm. is the sixth annual Multicultural mm-hmm. and International Community Festival.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, it yeah. is. It. Yeah, I'm so excited yeah. to present this event at this really important time.
Yes.
But they're and, all, yeah.
Yes, and this is Thursday, the 20th.
Thursday, yes.
Let's make sure. Thursday, this all happens this Thursday.
Yes, coming so, Thursday. Yes, this yeah. Thursday.
Yes, so if you're listening to this, hey, this is a great opportunity, I think, for all of us to kind of appreciate it and appreciate just what you're doing and the different cultures that we have all around us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is no any, you know, opportunity like this place that where people can come and yeah. enjoy and just, you know, feel a you know, difference there. But yes. it is, you know, very comfortable way. Very mm-hmm. Joyful way, entertaining way, but yeah. still in, can give them some insight and understanding yes. of things is different.
Yeah. Oh, that's well said.
Okay.
Well, and I'm glad to talk to you. I am so glad that we're going to be able to get it out there so people will be, know that it's happening. And, oh, I know. Is there a website or anything like that?
Oh, we do have... Actually, the Chico State announcement linked to, but also this is linked to School of Social Work, Chico State. We have website directly. Actually, in our poster, we have QR code to directly the entire program schedule.
I see that.
Yes.
I do see that. So now, what's the best way for someone to be able to get that scan for the program?
I put actually in local supporting groups, supporting the small business, like for example, Stubble, and then,
okay.
you know,
yes.
yeah, yeah. And then we have Rabar. And
yes, I see a lot of,
yeah,
yes.
yeah. So those already, we send that poster with QR code. So okay. in like SNS, I put on the QR code, you know, on a poster. So people can go and scan it. And then,
yes, yes. That's, so if you can see a poster around town, and there's yes. really a lot of places where the posters would be. I see mm-hmm. the Upper Crust. Mm-hmm. I see Helen's Donut Nook, mm-hmm. Chico Natural Foods.
That's right.
Fifth Street mm-hmm. Steakhouse. Chico Korean Church, mm-hmm. Chico State Wildcat Store. Anywhere that you see the poster, mm-hmm. there's a barcode or whatever they call that little code.
And also on campus, you know, and all the building. Like yeah. View Hall or you okay. know, Glen Hall, Tehama Hall, we already posted this okay. poster with a QR code.
Okay.
So on campus wise, that's okay. one.
So that if you know how to do that, you can aim your phone at that and that will give you the program so you know what time the performances are
exactly.
and those kind of things. Mm-hmm. It would be nice to know the schedule because if there was something you particularly wanted to watch.
That's
it,
right.
It'd
yes.
be nice to know what
yeah.
it is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. okay. Well, I think that we've right. got it all out there.
Thank you so much, Bobby. It was a great pleasure
yes,
talking with you. Yeah,
it was a pleasure talking to you too. Kuihi? Kuihi. Yeah.
Yes, say it again. Perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, very welcome. And I really appreciate that it's happening for us, that we have that in our community.
Yes, good. It's a good, good things happening.
It's a good
yes.
thing. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You just heard an interview with Kuihi Song, who is a professor at Chico State in sociology and justice. She's talking about an event happening this Thursday, coming right up at from 10 until 5 on the campus, a multicultural festival with lunch free to everyone, 12:10 to 1:10, and demonstrations all throughout the day. Thanks for listening to KZFR, and thanks for listening to North State Voices. My name is Bobby Tryon, and you're listening to 90.1 FM, KZFR Chico.
Listening to FM 90.1 KZFR Chico, listener-supported community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. This is your Groovy Grandma sitting in for Miss Ginger, and the opinions voiced on this program do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of KCFR, its staff, board.